It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world. You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff.
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every time. So you listen to me and you listen well. Are you behind on your credit card bills? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Does your girlfriend think you're a worthless loser? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich. Because at least as a rich man, when I have to face my problems, I show up in the back of a limo wearing a $2,000 suit and a $40,000 gold watch.
Why don't you set a goal to become a millionaire? That for what it will make of you to achieve it.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
If you decide that you will be poor, there's nothing I can do. You're gonna be poor. If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who?
You're creative. If you can visualize it, you can do it. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what Hill said. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand it.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start.
We can grow into anything we choose because we build the idea. It becomes the nucleus. It controls our vibration, and that dictates what we attract to us.
You gotta create dream boards. You gotta put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you wanna be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction. That's what you bring to you.
Your mental attitude is important, because it acts as a magnet which attracts to you everything, every circumstance which makes you what you are and where you are.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself, personal development. See, the major question to ask on the job is not what are you getting. The major question to ask on the job is, what are you becoming?
What you think and what you believe, it's what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The foundation of this is anything the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past or how lofty your aims and hopes may be.
Whatever you send into the universe sends right back at you. And when it's coming back, that's your law of attraction.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. If you want to be successful, you have to change this. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. This decision is yours and yours alone.
Do the thing and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Just say, I'm going after it, I'm going to get it, and your present circumstance has got nothing to do with where you're going.
See, the big question is not what am I getting paid here? The big question is what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become.
Get locked into your idea and stay in that vibration regardless of what's happening. When you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction.
If you wish to keep on the beam that leads to success, be sure that you give Cosmic Habit Force a thought pattern based on the things you want most in life, and it will do the rest.
What we give out we get back. And what we believe about ourselves becomes true for us. Our thinking creates our experiences. There is a law of thinking like everything else, like all of nature. There is a universal energy or law of mind or subconscious mind, whatever you want to call it. But to me, it means the power that is within me and around me transforms my thoughts into experiences. Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our experiences. And it's almost as though every time you think a thought or you speak a word, that universal intelligence or energy is listening or responding to what you are thinking or believing or saying. Whatever we choose to believe becomes true for us.
I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I desire.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
That clip we played there, what was it, 2013?
I said to my dad, when I said, listen, I'm going to, by the time I'm 25 years old, I'm going to be a self-made millionaire. And he laughed at me.
There's no one laughing at me now. It's any difference.
See this? This is energy too. If you get on the frequency this is on, you can't stop it coming.
Success is not something you chase. It's something you attract by the person you become. So act as if. It's not pretending, it's preparing.
We cannot attract anything in our life we feel separate from. We always desire things, we always want things, but when we're in the creative process, we cannot create from the lack of not having it. We have to create from the feeling of having it. The person now who's in that state where they're feeling like the event has already happened, they no longer want it. Because they're feeling the emotion of it. You only look for it when you experience lack. If you feel like it's already happened, you're no longer separate from it. And so feeling that emotion somehow starts to draw things to us. And now we're not having to do anything. Now, things are starting to come to us. That's the synchronicities, that's the coincidences, that's the opportunities. We're not doing anything, they're coming to us.
When you know what you want and you make a committed decision, you are on an exciting trip. See, when you see yourself as what you want, you put your mind on the frequency that it has to be on, and you're going to attract everything you need, and you'll get it right on schedule. Not when you want it, probably. You'll get it as you need it. Do you know the only prerequisite to getting what you want? Is you gotta want it.
Okay, let me show you this that I had in mind. Albert Einstein said that imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attraction. That's what your imagination is. Your imagination is actually very, very real. Everything you've ever imagined is real. See, I tell young people like this. First of all, this is how your imagination works. You got to grab this concept. It is impossible for you to think an impossible thought. That is impossible. You can't think something that ain't possible. You ain't that smart. So if it's in your head, you got to ask yourself, how did it get there? That's God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with most people is you think your imagination is hocus pocus. It's really not. It's a preview of a coming attraction. If you react to your imagination, that's where your real life is.
If you will say before you go to sleep, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me tomorrow. And if you'll say when you get up in the morning, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And if all day long you say, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me, you'll find that as you go to sleep the next night, and try this today, it's a very powerful exercise. It sounds a little bit corny, but it's a very powerful exercise. If you'll try it, you'll find that when you go to sleep, you will not be able to think of all the wonderful things that happen to you. You'll just be surprised that your parking spaces will open up and friends will call and you'll get checks in the mail. Just your life will be a series of really positive, happy experiences. So always expect the best. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today, and by the inexorability of a law of nature, it's going to happen to you. I can assure you it's happened to thousands and thousands and thousands of our graduates. It will literally astonish you, the effect of this corny little exercise.
Now, science says, show me and I'll believe. Faith says, believe and I'll show you.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can. And then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state. And that is the gateway to making these changes.
What you hold in your mind on a consistent basis is exactly what you will experience in your life. Think abundance, feel it, and the universe will mirror it back to you. When your desire is strong enough, you will find the way. Hold the image of your goal with unwavering faith, and the world will bend to meet your vision.
If you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, and a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen.
Like attracts like. You have to understand, you are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you. So you're like a magnet. You know, if you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear.
When you stop thinking, there's a wonderful thing that happens in the brain when we become nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, no time. That's the moment where we shut the mechanism down of thinking. And by focusing on nothing, on space, there's a recalibration of the nervous system back to more order, back to more wholeness, back to more oneness. And the closer you get to singularity, to source, to oneness, to wholeness, to absolute, whatever you want to call that, and you're creating from the field instead of from matter, every thought in the quantum produces a frequency. So the thought of your wealth in the quantum should produce the frequency or the feeling of abundance. And if you can experience the feeling of that ahead of the actual event, you're beginning to change information in the field. Keep doing that. Thought objectifies and conditions reality. So you create a thought form, and in time, all of a sudden, you start having these synchronicities and these outcomes in your life.
Gosh, it's so sad when somebody is in the right country and they got the wrong philosophy. Let me give you some examples on philosophy that can get you from $5 an hour to $6 an hour. Here's number one. Wait for the government to change the minimum wage. If you wait long enough, sure enough, the government will change the minimum wage, let's say, to $6. Now, you say yes, but how long will it take? Answer, I'm sure much longer than you want to wait. Here's number two. Wait for the company to pay you $6 an hour. How often is the review? 6 months, 1 year, let's say you don't make it. Second year, say, well, that's a long time to go from five to six. It is a long time. Here's the third philosophy. We call it the philosophy of demand. Using the philosophy of demand, you cannot get rich. I demand $6 or I won't work. Now, if you're by yourself, this is a risky philosophy. If you've got 1,000 people now to take with you to the company and say, all 1,000 of us will not work unless we get $6, now you might have a chance. The philosophy of demand only works by collective bargaining. So you can't get rich by demand. Here it is, the philosophy of performance. I will perform so well that the company would easily be justified in paying me $6. These are philosophies to follow. Your income is determined primarily by your philosophy.
You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. There are things that you're going to be able to do that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. There are things that you have in you that you don't even know. But until you get outside of your comfort zone, You will never discover it. You have something special. You have greatness within you. But in order to manifest your greatness, you've got to put yourself in a perpetual state of discomfort. Yes, you've got to challenge yourself. You've got to raise the bar on yourself. You've got to get busy. You've got to work your plan. Even if you've got a job right now, you've got to work yourself out of it. You've got to have an exit date where you say, hey, I've had it. It's time for me to do me, to pursue my dream, to work my plan, to implement the things that I want for myself and for my family and for my kids. And what is your legacy? What do you want to do for yourself?
You can have, do, or be anything you want if you controlled your mind. The law of attraction is basically saying whatever you focus on with energy and repetition is what you're going to tend to bring into your life. Most people don't realize that their thoughts are in the toilet. There are things like, I'm not good enough, it's not going to work out. All of these kinds of negative thoughts keep people shut down. They don't go for their dreams. What the law of attraction is teaching people is that you have a choice. You can change your thinking. Start to generate what you do want to think. And this is where things like affirmations, positive thinking, positive statements, instead of saying I'm not good enough, begin to say I am good enough. A reticular activating system in the brain responds to repetition, imagery, and emotion. Aim where you want to go by choosing what you want, getting an image of what you want, fueling it with passion and love. Then you can start to create it almost organically and automatically.
How do you connect these?
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So a lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly creating our future. Our beliefs shape our life.
Ask, believe, receive.
Success begins in the mind. Whatever you can clearly imagine, ardently desire, and firmly believe, you can bring into your reality.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses? Well, I have. I've researched the subject now for over a quarter of a century, and I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self. And they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for everyone in it.
It's a choice. It's a matter of the heart. That your mindset could change your whole atmosphere. That you can turn your mess into a message and your test into a testimony.
Any thought, plan, goal, or idea that you hold continuously in your conscious mind and that you intensely desire must be brought into reality by your superconscious mind. If you can hold it continuously, if you can emotionalize it, if you can visualize it, in your conscious mind, the superconscious mind will begin to organize the entire universe of experience around you to draw into your life the people and circumstances necessary to make that idea come true.
Write everything you imagine down. Write it all down. Pray about it and watch what happens. You got to start believing in your imagination. But you have not because you ask not. So if you see the vision, but you don't ask God for it, what you want him to do? He showed it to you. Faith without works is dead. So now you got to put in work.
It's a law of the universe called the law of abundance, the law of attraction. You can have anything you want once you know what it is. One of the main lessons you come to Earth to learn is how to manipulate energy. Everything is energy. And you come to Earth to learn how to manipulate that. To be a master manifester. First, you have to know what you want. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, I need this, I want this. Those are the wrong words. Uh-huh. In creating your reality, If you say, I need, I want, see, you're creating a lack and you're putting it off, but I want it. No, the wording is, I have it. And you got to believe it. Because if you can see it in your mind as already done, already happened, it must occur. That's a law of the universe.
Do you know you can use your imagination to go into the future and bring it into the present? That's what all highly successful people do. They see where they want to go, and then they act like the person they want to become. It was William James from Harvard's advice. He says it's the actor's technique. Act like the person you want to become.
Ask, believe, receive. So many people overlook this very simple quality. You don't have to figure it out. That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it, because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive. That's as simple as it gets, folks.
This is the truth. If you can see it here, you can hold it here. Yep, you can entertain the idea, you can cause it to move into form, because you are in harmony, or can be in harmony, with the laws that govern your being.
Thoughts are like drops of water. If you drop a drop of water on the table here, and it doesn't mean much, but if you keep dropping and keep dropping and keep dropping, the table becomes a wash, and then you get a puddle on the floor, and then you can get a little pond and a lake, and finally you can create an ocean. And with our own thoughts, we can drown in a sea of negativity, or we can float on the ocean of light. And it's up to us. The thoughts we think accumulate. And what sort of puddles are you standing in? Or are you up to here? Or are you up to here and trying to paddle? When we're willing to change our thinking, we can change our experiences.
My name is Jordan Belfort. That's right. I'm a former member of the middle class, raised by two accountants in a tiny apartment in Bayside, Queens. The year I turned 26 as the head of my own brokerage firm, I made $49 million.
All the experts are agreed that in each of us, there are deep reservoirs of ability, even genius, that we habitually fail to use.
You have perception, the will, memory, intuition, reason, and imagination. These marvelous tools. We can take our imagination and build an image in our mind of how we want to live. Block out what's going now. Don't let your present results have anything to do with this. Just what you want. And it's with your imagination that you will build it. Everything that we have, the camera that I'm speaking to right now, was first created in the mind of one individual.
You already have within all it's required to attract, literally, whatever you want into your life.
You can see it in your head. You can hold it in your hand, because that is the frequency. Match the frequency of the good you desire. If you hold the dream in your mind and you don't let the outside world control you, you will attract everything that you need, and that space will fill in. The way will be shown.
What? You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. It is the law of attraction. It is real. It is nothing fake about it. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're gonna meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich. You won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you.
The imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force the world has ever known. Now, the imagination is the mental faculty out of which visions arise. Visions. Pictures that we build in our mind. Most people don't use their imagination constructively. Most people use their imagination destructively. They imagine what they don't want. We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want.
If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that's changed the world. Think of that. The fact that I can sit and look into this camera, and you can sit and look at me on your phone, or on your TV, or on your laptop. That was the result of somebody's vision.
The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. That's the most important thing. Your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself. You know, I used to get down on my knees and pray all those nice little Sunday school prayers for years, trying to get a God in the sky to do something for me. And I didn't get very much until I learned that God wasn't working for me from up in the sky, but God is working for me from within my very own mind. And the verse of scripture brings this out. Be you transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind.
The estimates by the experts in this field are that most of us are using somewhere around 5% of our real potential. Some experts say as little as 1%. It means that we're only giving about...